From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Rebecca Roberts, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you for a while. Have you taken any vacations this summer?
Yeah, I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan for the National Puzzlers League convention. This fall, the World Puzzle Championship is going to be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, if you have to have a working vacation, do it in Rio.
That's right.
Last week, your challenge outfoxed a lot of our puzzle listeners. Why don't you remind us what it was?
Yes, it came from listener Alan Hochbaum of Atlanta, Georgia. I said, think of an adjective that would describe a fox. Remove all the letters in the even positions, that is the second, fourth, sixth letters, etc. The remaining letters in order will answer the clue, fox's natural rival. What is it?
And what's the answer?
Well, the intended answer was canine. Only a few people thought of that. If you remove the A, I, and E of canine, you get CNN, which is Fox's natural rival.
Fox Network. Clever.
Fuck, yeah. Most of the solvers sent in crafty, C-R-A-F-T-Y. Remove the even letters and you get cat, C-A-T. And a large cat, like a puma, might be a fox's rival. So we accepted that answer as well.
We had over 800 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Roberta Polis from Marion Station, Pennsylvania. Roberta, welcome.
Thanks.
What do you do in Marion Station?
Well, actually, I'm retired. I used to own a gourmet food shop, and now I just cook at home.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've only been submitting answers for about a year or a year and a half, but I think I've been playing it off and on for about 4 years.
Are you ready to play with Will?
I think so.
Will, meet Roberta. Roberta, meet Will. Let's get started.
Hi, Roberta. I'm going to give you some crossword clues. You provide the answer. And as a hint, I'll tell you, each answer rhymes with the first word of the clue. For example, if I said home of the Vatican, you would say Rome.
Okay.
All right, number one is cash is hidden in one.
Stash.
Is a stash, right. Number two, cats chase them.
Rats.
Uh-huh. Sneak a look.
Peek.
That's right, peek. Big drink from a bottle.
Swig.
Uh-huh. Group of USO entertainers.
Troop.
Like a troop is right. Need for an oboe player.
Read.
Uh-huh. Some alcohol.
Some alcohol. Some rum?
Uh-huh. Soul singer Natalie.
Soul Cole.
That's right. 4-3, perhaps.
4-3. Oh, score.
That's right. Sped away.
Sped
away. Sped. Uh-huh. Huff. H-U-F-F.
That's it? Huff?
That's it.
Puff?
Puff is right. Put this in a shoe.
Put this in a shoe. Put foot.
Uh-huh. Form of flying bees.
Swarm.
That's right. Not in good working order anymore.
I want to say rot, but I don't think that's right. hot, not hot.
Not in good working order anymore.
Yeah.
You might say an engine is...
I don't know.
That's a tough one. It's... Yeah?
I was
Rebecca?
Thinking kaput, but that's not a very good rhyme.
No.
Not quite a rhyme. The answer is shot.
Oh, shot.
No.
The engine is shot.
Okay.
Try this. Word before rail or dimension.
I don't know.
Is it third?
That's right.
Third
rail, third dimension. Good.
Thank you.
Quit a place in slang.
Flip.
Almost.
Make like a banana and?
Yeah.
And peel?
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Split.
Yeah, you split. You quit split. A place, split. You split.
Yeah, gotcha.
Try this one. Dish at a Jewish deli.
Fish.
Or fish.
Knish.
I'm going for knish. And your last one is use a bed for a short while.
Snooze.
Snooze is correct.
Okay.
Roberta, that was great.
Okay, it was fun.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Roberta, tell us what member station you listen to.
Oh, I'm a member of WHYY in Philadelphia.
Excellent. Roberta Polis from Marion Station, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, you're welcome. It was so much fun.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Well, it comes from Henry Hook, who I always introduce as one of the country's top crossword constructors. Name a well-known movie in five letters, two syllables, the vowel sound in the first syllable is a short I. Change that vowel to a long I, and phonetically, you'll name another famous movie in six letters. What movies are these? So again, a well-known movie, five letters, two syllables, the vowel sound in the first syllable is a short I. Change that vowel to a long I, and phonetically, you'll name another famous movie in six letters. What movies are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rebecca.